Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. An announcement Thursday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet April 27th in Panmunjom, the peace village on the border between the two Koreas. Robert Kelly is an analyst on inter-Korean affairs. He is already looking past the April meeting to the one Kim has proposed with President Trump.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework and the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's encouraged by steps taken by North Korea in recent days.
Well, I'm very happy that it was possible in that visit for us to make very clearly the case that it was needed a resumption of dialogue between the north and the south of the peninsula, and that it was needed a serious negotiation between North Korea and the United States to reach the denuclearization, the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai is back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants angered at her championing of education for girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
She said in a brief speech at a ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister that she will continue to campaign for girls' education. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia has ordered 60 American diplomats to leave the country. The decision follows an announcement by the U.S. this week that it was expelling dozens of Russian diplomats because of Russia's poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. This is VOA News. Vote counting is underway in Egypt after the presidential election this week, correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
There appeared to be no major surprises in Egypt's three-day presidential election, with preliminary results showing that President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi had been reelected with 92% of the vote. The president's little-known opponent, Musa Mustafa Musa, won about 2%. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A Kenyan opposition politician says police drugged and forcibly deported him to Dubai. Miguna Miguna says in a Facebook post that he'd been detained in a bathroom at Nairobi's international airport since Monday when he returned from Canada after being deported last month. Miguna says authorities broke into the bathroom Thursday, injected him with a substance, then dragged him to an Emirates airline plane. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis isn't afraid to mince words. He had quite the greeting for President Trump's new national security advisor Thursday. After shaking hands with John Bolton and escorting him up the steps of the Pentagon, Mattis let loose a one-liner.
I've heard that you're absolutely a devil incarnate.
In case you couldn't make that out, the Secretary of Defense said, "I'd heard you're actually the devil incarnate, and I wanted to meet you." Mattis told Bolton, who laughed as they walked through the Pentagon's doors. The highly anticipated meeting is the first between the two men. President Trump has once again attacked online retail giant Amazon, accusing the company of paying too little taxes and being responsible for putting retailers out of business. Trump has a long history blaming Amazon for hurting traditional brick-and-mortar retailers. Nearly a week after President Trump issued an order banning some transgender people from serving in the military, the Pentagon continues to refuse to provide clarity on that policy because it says there have been several legal challenges to it. The Trump administration has ended an Obama-era policy that exempted pregnant women facing deportation from immigration detention. Now, pregnant women will only be able to get released if an immigration and customs enforcement officer determines so on a case-by-case basis. And former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was ordered to stand trial Thursday on charges of corruption and influence peddling. The case focuses on phone calls Sarkozy allegedly made to a judge who was investigating claims that his 2007 presidential campaign was illegally funded. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.